This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. There's new information on the timing of President Donald Trump's decision to release military aid to Ukraine. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
When President Donald Trump finally released nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine in September, he knew a whistleblower complaint had been lodged. Two officials not authorized to discuss the matter publicly tell the Associated Press Trump was briefed about the whistleblower in late August by White House counsel Pat Cipollone and John Eisenberg, an attorney with the White House National Security Council. The August briefing was first reported by the New York Times. The White House has claimed the suspension of the military aid was not linked to the president's request that Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his family. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday signed into law legislation backing protesters in Hong Kong despite angry objections from Beijing. The new law requires the State Department to certify, at least annually, that Hong Kong retains enough autonomy to justify favorable U.S. trading terms that have helped it maintain its position as a world financial center. It also threatens sanctions for human rights violations. Trump also signed a second bill banning the export to the Hong Kong police of crowd control munitions such as tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, and stun guns. China reacted angrily with a foreign ministry statement Thursday warning that Beijing would take firm countermeasures in response to the legislation. Another record day on Wall Street with all three main indexes closing higher. The Dow rose 0.15% to 28,164. The S&P added 0.42% to go to 3,153.63. And the NASDAQ gained 0.66% to 8,705.18. This is VOA News.